The confidence gap in workplace communication. The confidence gap in workplace communication represents one of the most pervasive yet overlooked challenges affecting professional environments today. This phenomenon describes the disparity between how confident employees feel internally versus how they express themselves in professional settings. While some individuals naturally command attention and articulate their thoughts with ease, others struggle to voice their ideas, contribute to discussions, or advocate for themselves effectively. The impact of this gap extends far beyond individual career trajectories. Organizations lose valuable insights when talented employees remain silent during meetings, innovative ideas go unexpressed, and diverse perspectives fail to reach decision makers. Understanding and addressing the confidence gap has become essential for creating inclusive, productive workplaces where all voices can be heard and valued. This communication confidence disparity manifests differently across various demographics, industries, and organizational levels. Research consistently shows that the gap affects women, minorities, younger employees, and introverted individuals disproportionately. However, it's crucial to recognize that confidence gaps can affect anyone, regardless of their background or experience level. The real impact on internal communication. Internal communication suffers significantly when confidence gaps persist within organizations. Teams become less collaborative, decision-making processes slow down, and the quality of solutions decreases when only the most vocal members contribute. The confidence gap in internal communication creates invisible barriers that prevent effective knowledge sharing and authentic dialogue between colleagues. When employees lack confidence in their communication abilities, they often resort to passive behaviors such as avoiding eye contact during presentations, using excessive qualifiers in their speech, or remaining silent during brainstorming sessions. These behaviors not only limit their own professional growth but also deprive their organizations of potentially valuable contributions. The ripple effects extend to team dynamics, where confident communicators may dominate discussions while others retreat into silence. This imbalance creates an echo chamber effect, where only certain perspectives are heard and considered. Organizations that fail to address these dynamics often find themselves making decisions based on incomplete information or missing critical viewpoints that could have prevented costly mistakes. Examining the scope and demographics. Research reveals that confidence gaps in workplace communication are not distributed equally across all employee populations. The real confidence gap often reflects broader societal inequalities and systemic barriers that certain groups face in professional environments. Women, for instance, frequently report feeling less confident when speaking up in male-dominated meetings or when presenting technical information to senior leadership. This disparity isn't necessarily about ability or knowledge, it often stems from years of socialization that discouraged assertive communication or from workplace cultures that inadvertently penalize certain communication styles. Similarly, employees from underrepresented backgrounds may experience additional pressure to prove themselves, leading to overpreparation that paradoxically increases anxiety and decreases natural confidence. The fear of being judged more harshly than their peers can create a cycle where these employees become even more hesitant to speak up, further limiting their visibility and opportunities for advancement. Professional implications and career impact. The workplace confidence gap has significant implications for career advancement and professional success. Confidence in the workplace directly correlates with how others perceive an individual's competence, leadership potential, and readiness for increased responsibilities. Employees who struggle with communication confidence often find themselves passed over for promotions, excluded from high-visibility projects, or overlooked during restructuring processes. This isn't necessarily because their managers consciously discriminate, but because confident communicators naturally draw more attention and are perceived as more capable leaders. The impact becomes particularly pronounced during performance reviews, salary negotiations, and networking events. Those who can articulate their achievements clearly and advocate for themselves effectively are more likely to secure raises, promotions, and new opportunities. Meanwhile, equally qualified individuals who struggle with self-advocacy may remain stagnant despite their technical competence and dedication. Generation Z and the modern communication challenge. The emergence of Generation Z in the workforce has brought new dimensions to the confidence gap discussion. The confidence gap affecting Gen Z in the workplace presents unique challenges that organizations must understand and address proactively. Despite being digital natives who excel at online communication, many Gen Z employees struggle with face-to-face professional interactions. The pandemic's impact on their formative years, combined with increased reliance on digital communication, has left some young professionals feeling unprepared for traditional workplace communication scenarios such as impromptu meetings, networking events, or formal presentations. This generation brings valuable perspectives on sustainability, technology, and social responsibility, but their voices may be lost if organizations don't create supportive environments that help bridge their communication confidence gaps. Forward-thinking companies are implementing mentorship programs, communication workshops, and graduated exposure opportunities to help young employees build the confidence they need to thrive. Building exceptional communication skills. Addressing the confidence gap requires a systematic approach to developing communication skills. Exceptional communicators share certain characteristics that can be learned and practiced. Understanding what great communicators do in every conversation provides a roadmap for building confidence through improved communication abilities. Great communicators actively listen without preparing their rebuttal, ask thoughtful questions that demonstrate genuine interest, and create space for others to contribute. They also master the art of nonverbal communication, using appropriate eye contact, posture, and gestures to reinforce their verbal messages. These skills can be developed through deliberate practice and coaching. Another crucial aspect involves learning to manage conversation flow effectively. Confident communicators know how to enter discussions naturally, contribute meaningfully without dominating, and gracefully handle disagreements or challenging questions. They also develop the ability to adapt their communication style to different audiences and contexts, whether they're speaking to peers, superiors, or external stakeholders. The art of clear expression without apology. One of the most significant barriers to confident workplace communication is the tendency to over-apologize or use excessive qualifiers. Learning how to express yourself clearly without apologizing is fundamental to building communication confidence and ensuring that your message is received with the weight it deserves. Many professionals, particularly those who have experienced confidence gaps, develop habits of prefacing their statements with phrases like "I might be wrong, but," or "sorry to interrupt, but." While these phrases seem polite, they actually undermine the speaker's credibility and make their contributions appear less valuable. Clear expression involves stating your thoughts directly, providing supporting evidence when necessary, and standing behind your ideas without excessive hedging. This doesn't mean being aggressive or dismissive of others' opinions, rather, it means presenting your perspective with conviction while remaining open to dialogue and alternative viewpoints. Developing unshakable communication confidence. Building lasting confidence in workplace communication requires more than surface-level techniques. Building unshakable confidence through communication involves developing a deep understanding of your own communication style, strengths, and areas for improvement. This process begins with self-awareness and honest assessment of your current communication patterns. Many people are unaware of how they come across to others or what specific behaviors might be undermining their effectiveness. Recording yourself during practice presentations, seeking feedback from trusted colleagues, or working with a communication coach can provide valuable insights. Unshakable confidence also requires developing a growth mindset about communication skills. Rather than viewing communication ability as a fixed trait, successful professionals understand that these skills can be continuously improved through practice, feedback, and learning from both successes and failures. This perspective reduces the pressure to be perfect and encourages experimentation with new approaches. Mastering difficult conversations. Perhaps nowhere is communication confidence more tested than during difficult conversations. Whether addressing performance issues, negotiating deadlines, or providing feedback to colleagues, these interactions require special skills and preparation. Understanding how to navigate challenging workplace discussions effectively builds overall communication confidence by preparing you for high-stakes situations. Difficult conversations often trigger anxiety because they involve potential conflict, disappointment, or rejection. However, avoiding these conversations typically makes situations worse and erodes trust over time. Building confidence in this area involves learning to prepare thoroughly, manage emotions effectively, and focus on solutions rather than blame. Successful navigation of challenging conversations also requires developing empathy and emotional intelligence. Understanding others' perspectives, acknowledging their concerns, and finding common ground creates a foundation for productive dialogue even when discussing sensitive topics. Handling workplace conflict with professional grace. Conflict is inevitable in any workplace, but how it's handled can either build or destroy communication confidence. Learning how to handle conflict with kindness and clarity transforms potentially damaging situations into opportunities for growth and stronger relationships. Many people avoid conflict because they lack confidence in their ability to manage it constructively. This avoidance often allows small issues to escalate into major problems that become much more difficult to resolve. Building skills in conflict resolution not only improves workplace relationships but also increases overall communication confidence. Effective conflict resolution involves separating people from problems, focusing on specific behaviors rather than character judgments, and seeking solutions that address underlying needs rather than just surface positions. These approaches require practice but become increasingly natural as communication confidence grows. Organizational strategies for closing the gap. While individual skill development is crucial, organizations also play a vital role in addressing confidence gaps in workplace communication. Creating inclusive communication cultures requires intentional effort from leadership and systematic changes to organizational practices. Effective strategies include implementing structured meeting formats that ensure all voices are heard, providing communication skills training for all employees, and creating mentorship programs that pair confident communicators with those still developing their skills. Organizations should also examine their promotion and recognition criteria to ensure they don't inadvertently favor only the most vocal employees. Leadership development programs should specifically address communication confidence, teaching managers how to recognize and support employees who may struggle with self-advocacy. This includes creating safe spaces for practice, providing constructive feedback, and celebrating diverse communication styles rather than enforcing a single model of professional communication. Technology and modern communication challenges. The rise of remote and hybrid work has created new dimensions to the confidence gap challenge. Virtual meetings, asynchronous communication, and digital collaboration tools require different skills than traditional face-to-face interactions. Some employees who struggled with in-person communication have found their voice in digital formats, while others have discovered new barriers. Organizations must provide training and support for digital communication confidence, including video meeting etiquette, written communication skills, and strategies for building relationships remotely. The key is recognizing that communication confidence in digital environments requires its own set of skills and practice opportunities. Measuring progress and success. Closing the confidence gap in workplace communication requires ongoing measurement and adjustment. Organizations should track participation rates in meetings, employee satisfaction with communication processes, and diversity in who speaks up during important discussions. Individual progress can be measured through self-assessment tools, 360-degree feedback, and tracking of career advancement among employees who have participated in communication development programs. Success metrics should include both quantitative measures, such as speaking time distribution in meetings, and qualitative indicators, such as the quality of ideas being shared and employee reports of feeling heard and valued. Regular assessment helps identify what's working and where additional support is needed. Conclusion. The confidence gap in workplace communication represents a significant opportunity for both individuals and organizations. By acknowledging that this gap exists and taking deliberate action to address it, companies can unlock the full potential of their workforce while individuals can accelerate their career growth and job satisfaction. Success requires commitment from multiple levels. Individuals must be willing to step outside their comfort zones and practice new skills, managers must create supportive environments for growth, and organizations must implement systems that recognize and reward diverse communication styles. The investment in closing communication confidence gaps pays dividends through improved collaboration, better decision-making, increased innovation, and higher employee engagement. In an increasingly competitive business environment, organizations that successfully tap into all their human capital through inclusive communication practices will have significant advantages over those that allow valuable voices to remain unheard. The path forward involves consistent effort, patience with the learning process, and recognition that building communication confidence is an ongoing journey rather than a destination. With the right strategies, support, and commitment, any professional can develop the communication confidence needed to thrive in today's workplace.